Thanks a lot, Secretary General, dear colleagues. I have on my side just returned from Afghanistan, where I met the Taliban leadership and visited ICRC's humanitarian operations, which have continued largely uninterrupted despite events during the last couple of weeks. Across the country, the magnitude of need is evident, from social services to protection. Primary health care is on the brink of collapse, water services failing, food prices exorbitant. Afghans welcome the end of the fighting, yet they are deeply concerned for the future of diversity in a fragmented society, women and minority groups first and foremost. People also told me they felt betrayed by the international community's tunnel vision focus on their own nationals at Afghans' expense. They questioned the honesty and the neutrality of the aid that left with the international security forces in their hour of need. Let's not strengthen these voices by inaction. The risk of destabilizing the entire region is real. It is critical that we find extraordinary measures, even if temporary, to ensure continued and scaled humanitarian support and to repair the economic and financial system. A long period of limbo, where investment hinges on political recognition of the government, will only lead to an ever deeper humanitarian crisis. Colleagues, today I also sound a warning on conditional humanitarianism. Humanitarian action should not be conditional to political human rights or other stipulations. This is a dangerous pathway. It weakens respect for international humanitarian law and for humanitarian actors, and it erodes the principles of neutral, independent, and impartial humanitarian action. Instead, humanitarian action can be the first step towards building trust, stability, and compliance with more ambitious legal frameworks. Respect for diversity is conducive to humanitarian impact. It must not be a condition for humanitarian action. Colleagues, the ICRC continues to work in Afghanistan as we have for 30 years. We will stay the course and scale our work. With the Afghan Red Crescent, we will significantly increase the number of health structures we support. We will work to ensure the dignity of detained populations, to connect separated families across borders, including the immediate need to reunite children with their families. The ICRC anticipates needing 150 million Swiss francs through the year 2022, recognizing that our ability to deliver also depends on systems and structures continuing to function in country and on continued international support. I do not underestimate the difficulties of this situation and the compromises that may be needed, but I remain optimistic that solutions will be found. We do not have a choice. Too many lives hang in the balance. Thank you.